Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Yes, sir.
Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Let's bring back the jury.
Yes, sir.
Please be seated, everybody. Members of the jury, I want to confirm while you're away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You did not do any investigation and receive no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
No one approached you about this case, is that correct?
Correct.
And you didn't see any media coverage, is that correct?
Correct.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes, Your Honor. May I approach a witness?
You may.
I've got a accreditation report here from
Thank you.
March of 2016. Have you ever seen that before?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So, you've never reviewed what I've just shown?
I don't believe I've seen this particular report.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really approached for a moment.
Sure.
So the jury's aware you were provided us number of documents, sir. You attended a deposition Friday night.
I did.
Okay. There are a number of documents that you got to see as a result of that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The one I just showed you, you said you'd never seen before.
I don't recognize it. It may have been introduced, but I don't recognize it.
Well, my question to you is, do you have any reason to question the proposition that in March and April of 2016, a joint commission survey occurred unannounced at All Children's Hospital, and their accreditation was affirmed?
Objection. Counsel testified.
Overruled. He can answer.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat this question, please?
Yes, sir. Do you have any reason to question that in March of 2016, followed up in April of 2016, a joint commission survey took place at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, and that their accreditation was affirmed?
So there, I have no reason to question you, and that if accreditation was renewed in 2015, then unless there were a flagrant violation, the accreditation would not really be on the table at that time.
Well, wouldn't there be occasional random follow-ups to accreditation inspections?
Short answer, no. Most of the time, Joint Commission returns to a facility in response to a complaint or awareness of some kind of a problem.
So you've never heard in your long experience of random surveys taking place after an accreditation in the preceding years?
Objection, argumentative, overruled.
There can be follow-up surveys. When the accreditation survey is done, then CMS actually audits the work of the Joint Commission and will come in and do, I'm blanking on the term for it, but they will basically come in and affirm that the Joint Commission survey is accurate.
Okay. The document I just showed you was a Joint Commission survey, correct?
I believe so, yes, sir.
And you have no reason to question that it affirmed the accreditation?
Well, I don't think that was in the time frame. Typically, CMS comes back in 45 days or less. So I don't think that's the kind of survey that I was referring to, sir.
All right. Well, let's go with this another way.
May I, if you'll show me the document, I'm happy to do a quick review of it.
Well, I'll be happy to show you this and the two subsequent follow-ups from these complaints.
just the three, or is that it?
It's a different one.
Okay. Can you give me a minute to look at them?
Sure.
Okay.
Perhaps, Mr. Hunter, you could return to the lectern.
So on the survey done March 7th, which was unannounced by the Joint Commission, they found elements of performance where there was insufficient compliance. Social work consult for a patient on suicidal precautions was not performed until approximately 9 hours after. There was another element of insufficient compliance that related to utilization of moderate or deep sedation or anesthesia.
And were there, were there indications of a follow-up that established compliance?
I'm looking for that in the next visit, sir. I just want to match up the ECLD. So this visit that was approximately a month later is a survey addressing different elements of participation, different standards.
And it indicated compliance.
This shows compliance. This still has some outstanding issues.
And there's a subsequent that shows that that was placed in compliance, correct?
Peace in 1 second, sir. So this survey, dated 4/22, which is the 45-day evidence of standards compliance, does show compliance with the anesthesia-related fallout, but not the leadership one. And this one, dated May 3, the 60-day visit, does show LD-040105 is now compliant. So from March until May, they had issues, and they corrected them.
And that's fairly typical of Joint Commission surveys, is it not?
Yes, sir.
Happened in your hospital, didn't it?
Many times.
And incidentally, there's a number of ACA inspections of your hospital, correct?
ACA is a frequent visitor to most hospitals, sir. Okay.
Frequent visitor to Brandon Hospital, correct? For complaints and otherwise.
I will tell you, during my tenure, they were frequent but not overwhelming.
Now, isn't it also true, sir? Well, let me just ask you this way. Were you given a report of an unannounced accreditation survey by the Joint Commission of Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in August of 2018?
Unannounced in August of 18, wasn't that when they had their re-accreditation visit?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And there was a second visit?
Yes, sir.
The same month?
Yes, sir.
I don't believe I saw that one.
Okay. But those visits resulted in reaccreditation, did they not?
Not the second visit. That's not a reaccreditation. They were reaccredited in August of 18.
Okay.
But that was their triennial review. Yes,
okay,
sir.
So the point I'm making here is that in August of 2018, there was a triennial reaccreditation survey done by the Joint Commission that resulted in reaccreditation, correct?
Right, and all of the violations were on the SAFER matrix in the lower, less frequent quadrant.
That's where you want them, right?
Amen.
Okay. So, in August of 2018, the 3-year accreditation that was issued in September of 2015 was continued, correct?
Somewhat surprisingly, yes.
All right. Well, editorial comment aside, it was continued, correct?
Well, again, given the presence of ACA Joint CMS starting in April of that year, yes, they got away with a remarkably benign evaluation, okay. And it was, in fact,
and it indicates effort on their part to do that, correct?
Okay.
Incidentally, were you provided information regarding a CMS survey of all children's in May of 2017?
Again, can you show me the document? So
sure, I'm showing the witness trial exhibit 2823-001, marked by plaintiff.
Yes, this was a visit specific to the pharmacy.
Showed compliance, correct?
I believe there were no issues identified on that visit.
Okay. Now, let's talk for a minute, if we could, about some of the reports that counsel walked you through. Let me first have direct your attention to Trial Exhibit 2811. You can put that up for me. I'm not sure we need to see the details of it. But was there any indication in that report? And you reviewed this, right?
I did. Okay. This today.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You testified about this a few minutes ago.
I did.
For counsel.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so were you aware of any joint commission survey of the hospital being done at the same time or around the same time as this particular report?
I'm struggling to answer clearly because there were so many surveys. Candidly, Mr. Hunter, keeping ACA from CMS is a challenge, given the short timeline and my cursory review of just a part of the documents that you shared.
Well, let me show you what I'll represent to you as a joint commission correspondence from Mr. Sowers dated February 25th, 2019. Were you ever shown that?
Yes, this is a letter that documents the acceptance of the conditions of, the plan for corrective action from the IP. Is that correct?
I believe
from the IJ, the immediate jeopardy.
I believe you'll see that indicates that there was a survey done by joint commission at or about that time that resulted in a finding of compliance.
Yes, the services at your hospital were found to be in substantial compliance.
That was a joint commission survey that occurred, correct?
And that was done 1 month after, or 23 days actually, after the IJ. And 23 days is kind of that magic window that if you're not in compliance by then, you are at risk for losing your funding.
I'm glad you brought that up. So the IJ was issued by CMS, correct?
Correct.
All right. This is the joint commission.
Right.
They're not the same thing.
They're not.
Okay. So the Joint Commission found that there was substantial compliance, and the CMS was in the process of following up on the IJ, correct?
So it gets even stickier because the CMS surveys are typically handled by ACA surveyors.
Okay. Well, whoever was doing that, they lifted the IJ at about this time, February 25th, did they not?
What they did at that time was that they accepted the corrective action plan. The IJ threat was still in place until, I believe, late May or mid-June of that year. And in fact, the hospital requested and was given two extensions to comply. And then ultimately signed a binding agreement with the federal government that it would accept having a consultant in the facility for the next 12 months who would oversee or direct the compliance. And in exchange, the federal government takes the threat of losing funding away.
But the IJ was lifted.
Again, they accepted the plan of correction.
Correct. And lifted the IJ as a result, correct?
No, sir, because again, they were still under threat of being removed from funding until late May or early June.
But at that point, the IJ was ultimately lifted, correct?
At the end of June, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you were asking about that February date.
All right. So we can agree the IJ was lifted.
With an asterisk because of these extraordinary.
And we can agree that there was substantial effort put forth at compliance.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
The new team actually did well.
Okay.
They worked hard.
Well, let me come back to that in a minute. In this 2811, where is the reference to nursing service?
This survey was conducted in conjunction with a risk management survey.
Okay. That's all? Just risk management?
From what you're showing me, yes. This is a risk management survey.
All right. Where is the reference to risk management activities in the fall of 2016?
There's nothing specifically mentioned about 2016 in this unannounced complaint investigation.
Okay. Now, there was talk about trial exhibit 2815. Let me ask you to get that up if you could, Clay. And you talked about four areas that it addressed. And this is the announcement of the IJ in January of 2019, correct?
January 31, 2019, yes, sir.
Okay. And that's January of 2019 is about 2 years after Maya Kowalski was discharged, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, in this statement of the grounds and the findings that are based on the IJ, with the basis for the IJ, where is the reference to the nursing service?
It's not in this letter. It's in the CMS 2567.
By all means, do you have that handy?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, in this letter here, is there anything basing the action on the hospitalist service?
Medical staff.
Medical staff in general.
Right.
No specification to the hospitalist service.
Not in this letter. Again, this is the overview, not the detail.
Okay. So the detail is in the 111-19 form.
2567.
2567 in the lower left-hand corner.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you looked at all 100 and some odd pages of this?
I did not see the version with the corrective action plan. I looked at the original document, which was 49 pages.
Okay. And I may have that in my hand, too. I just can't tell the weight of these things.
Fair enough.
But I was curious, in looking at this document, did you see any specific reference to the PICU intensivist service?
The intensivist physicians were not specifically mentioned, no, sir.
Nor were the hospitals, correct?
To my knowledge, no, sir.
All right. And you didn't see any reference to the pain management service either, did you?
No, but again, the issues that were cited are the ones that support them and also oversee them.
Right? They oversee them, but we're talking about them themselves, the people.
Yeah, and it's
not
unusual.
The structure of the people.
I understand your question now. It's unusual for specific physicians or specific medical groups to be identified in these kind of surveys.
And in that survey, did you see any reference to what was happening on the seventh floor, the medical surgical unit, in October of 2016?
Well, again, no, because the survey is not geared to follow specific physician groups and their individual practices. That's a job that falls to the medical staff led by the MEC, and that's what was called out here. So more.
Well, there are specific examples given for most of these things. And so what I'm trying to find out is, did you see in this report, in the original report that put in place the IJ, or was the basis for what was put in place as the IJ, did you see any reference to the events of October, November, and December of 2016?
Specific to those dates, no, sir.
And you saw no reference to the psychology service specifically, did you?
That's correct.
And you saw no reference to the psychiatry service, did you?
For those dates, no, sir. You're correct.
Now, there was reference to your discussion of Trial Exhibit 2817.
A.
Excuse me. See, she does it to me too. It sounded to me like you were saying that the problem, or one of the problems addressed here.
Can you put that document up, sir?
Oh, sure. Can we put that up? I just got a couple questions about it.
Sure.
First of all, it indicated they were working to improve the situation, right?
Yes.
Okay. And in some of the documents you made that we were referenced here, specifically 2821A, you weren't asked about that one.
I don't recognize it by number.
2821A in evidence. You can put that up. Let me finish. It's too quick for me. Let me just ask you, first of all, before we leave 2817, it sounded to me like what you were concerned about in this document was the extent to which risk management was not reporting upward.
That was one of the talking points that they developed for the interim CEO to address with the board.
And they were trying to...
Was sharing of information, correct.
Okay, so information wasn't getting shared by risk management.
Right? That's the inference from their talking points.
All right. So let's go back, if we could, to what I was referring to a moment ago, 2821. This is a letter dated 10 February 2019 regarding the statement of deficiencies, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this letter indicates, does it not, that efforts to address what later became the basis for the IJ had already begun by the time of the inspection, correct?
That's incorrect. This is February 10 of 2019. The survey was 10 days earlier. This is the response to it.
Understood. This is the response to the inspection report from January 7th to January 11th. And this was on time, submitted within 10 days, correct?
From the January 31 report back, yes,
right,
sir.
And this letter summarized efforts that were being made to address the IJ concerns, correct?
It does, and as I said, the new team actually worked really hard. It was too late to help Maya, but this was good work.
It was, the new team was already in place by the time of the inspection, correct?
They were assembling. I think Ms. Green actually took her role 3 or 4 days before 12 inspectors, surveyors arrived. But yes, sir, they were assembling. They were mustering.
Well, the executive team was already in place and already addressing these concerns by the time the inspection team arrived, correct?
I can't speak to the entire team. They had 8 departures in leadership, so I don't know that all 8 spots were backfilled, but I do know that there was an interim CEO in place. Regarding the other 7 positions, I have no idea when they were
filled. You've shown us his talking points and the efforts that were being made to address the situation, correct?
Following the survey, yes, sir. And he was also one of the, per Ms. Green, he was also one of the attendees at the visits to CMS in Atlanta and ACA in Tallahassee.
May I have a moment, Your Honor?
You may.
That's all I have. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Whitney.
Since your weekend plans are now in front of the jury, you went to the Florida football game on Saturday.
You didn't have to remind me, sir.
I thought the black uniforms were going to work, but no.
Oh, well, we lost.
All right.
That's all I'd like to say about it, sir.
Sure. And you spent Friday night with me and Mr. Hunter at a deposition of Ms. Green.
I did.
And how long did that last?
We sat down at about 4 o'clock. I want to say we left the building somewhere 7:30, 7:45.
Before that deposition, had you ever seen the first corrective action plan from Johns Hopkins All Shores Hospital?
Not to my knowledge, no.
And just so that your diligence is not in question, first of all, we left with a stack of papers, did we not?
A box full, yes.
Thank you, Your Honor. Relevance beyond scope.
Overruled.
We left with a box full of papers.
Yes, sir.
And you did not spend your weekend reviewing everything that was provided on Friday night, did you?
No, sir. As I said, I was a dad this weekend.
And then 2 more boxes were provided to us over the weekend.
That's what you told me, yes, sir.
So the fact that you haven't seen a particular survey is not a reflection of your diligence, is it?
I hope not.
Okay. Now let's talk about surveys. That's what they are, right?
They are.
And these folks that come from whether it's the Joint Commission or CMS or ACA, they're in their hospital for what, a week?
They can be there. Typically, they run 3, 4, or 5 days. Now, a complaint survey can be in and out in a matter of hours or a day. But when they're full surveys, they're multiple days with multiple surveyors. And typically what they'll do is, for an accreditation survey, for instance, they will bring an engineer to look at the heating and cooling, to look at all the mechanicals or the elevators. They'll bring nurses in to look at nursing things. They'll bring in pharmacists to look at pharmacy things.
The short answer is they're there for a brief period of time in any hospital during a survey.
It feels like forever, but yeah, they're typically there for 3, 4, or 5 days.
All right.
And with the CMS survey that was done January 7th through the 11th of 2019, my understanding is that there were 12 surveyors.
All right. In the intervening 3 years between accreditation or reaccreditation, the Joint Commission folks or the CMS folks or the ACA folks, they don't live at the hospital, they don't reside at the hospital, they're not there every day, right?
You try to keep them at bay.
The system, as it is reliant on self-reporting, is it not?
It's encouraged, for sure.
It's reliant on the hospital that's being evaluated being an honest actor.
Correct, and there are some specific fallouts that require timely notice. For instance, an adverse event requires a Code 15 filing if it's severe enough. And so that needs to be, Tallahassee needs to be notified ASAP.
And in this instance, was it discovered that Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital was not self-reporting adverse events in a timely fashion?
Objection, Your Honor. We all screw up, Roland.
I'm going to sustain that one.
Understood. This was all the genesis of an eventual self-report by Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, right?
Objection, leading, Your Honor.
Overruled.
The survey that ultimately led to the IJ, which was backdated to 4 or 5 months earlier, did involve self-reporting.
What drove that self-reporting?
Objection, Your Honor. False speculation by the witness of Mike Foundation.
Overruled.
There were several issues at the hospital that were well documented by local press that actually ended up being a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for investigative journalism.
Objection, Your Honor. Move to strike, not responsive.
The jury's going to disregard the comment about the Pulitzer Prize.
Sorry, Your Honor.
Could we approach, Your Honor?
I'm done with that line of questioning. Having observed the trial here, have you seen or heard any testimony from anyone with the title of vice president or above from the hospital to explain that they had this all under control during 2016 and 2017?
Objection, Your Honor. May we approach?
Sure.
I think I'm going to leave it there for now, Dr. Corker. Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Hunter?
No, Your Honor.
Members of the jury, do any of you have any questions? I'm not going to ask the question that was posed, but Mr. Whitney will ask questions, and then Mr. Hunter will have an opportunity to follow up.
The 2019 immediate jeopardy finding in all of the corrective actions that were performed by Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, is it a fair, well, first of all, there was a retrospective analysis that led to this. Is that right?
Objection, Your Honor. He's leading.
Overruled.
Right. So, yes, they look at what led to the problems. If you think about it as a firefighter shows up, puts out the fire, but looks at whether the electric panel has any issues, whether there's carpet in front of the a portable heater. They look for the causes of what allowed the problems to show up.
And is it accurate summarization of your testimony to say that the issues that, as they're contained in that dense federal document, surfaced as early as 2015 within the hospital?
Yes.
Objection leading, Your Honor, and also argumentative.
Overruled on both.
Yes, the there were four or five pediatric cardiac surgery.
I'm going to remind you of the instruction.
Sorry. There were four or five PAs in the operating room who had concerns.
Objection, Your Honor.
Let me ask the question.
Okay.
Sorry. We're testing you. were there self-reports at the employee level in the hospital dating back as early as 2015 of issues with patient care?
Objection to predicate foundation. Judge, may we approach?
Approach.
Any other questions, Mr. Whitney?
Not this time.
Mr. Hunter, any other questions?
No, Your Honor.
Members of the jury, any other questions from the jury? May this witness be excused.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for your consideration of getting me to the doctors.
Plaintiffs, any further evidence in rebuttal? So at the time, is the plaintiffs resting?
We're resting in rebuttal.
What we're going to do, members of the jury, we're going to give you probably 10 or 15 minutes. I'm going to be talking jury instructions with you when we come back. It's just going to take a while, so just steel yourself that you're going to get to listen to me give a lot of instructions. So if you need to use the restroom or whatever, that's fine. Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do the investigation and receive no information. Let's take 15 minutes.
All rise. Jurors exit.
Jury is out of our presence in a moment. We'll go on a break. I was going to have Mr. Reyes, you're going to be the one that is putting these up as I speak, or is that going to be Mr. Cottrell?
Your decision, Your Honor.
I just need one of you to do it. And I just need, you want it in a PDF format, is
yes.
that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So it will be re-emailed out to the lawyers in a PDF format, and so if the lawyers can get it to whoever is going to be putting it up on the public gallery boards. I'll also bring in the paper versions as well. Mr. Elegant gave us a couple of verdict form changes. I made those. I'm so sorry? Knock on wood. So. Let's take 15 minutes, and then we'll come back, and I'll start reading jury instructions, and then it's my intent to send the jury home after that.
Judge, I'm sorry, you say you'll have a paper copy for us?
Yes, well? Yes. They They I think, are now finished printing.
Okay.
So I will have them when we come back.
The plaintiffs renew their motion for the court to instruct the jury concerning the circumstances that unfolded this past weekend. As this has turned out, the defense has managed to pull a delay of key documents for 5 years into a methodology for getting exactly what they wanted in front of the
jury. Mr. Anderson, if there's something you want me to consider, put it in writing. Give me something specific. Otherwise,
I will judge you.
Okay. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All rise. It's closing recess.
Somebody from the plaintiffs come. Somebody from the defense come.
I'm right here.
Oh.
Can you check?
That's how punchy we are.
Now, with respect to the dependency court order package, they're still being copied. I wasn't planning on reading them unless the parties wanted me to reread those instructions. I was just going to give it to them. I can do it today, or I can hand them those tomorrow. I am indifferent on the timing.
Did you need to give me this, Judge? It says jury.
No, you don't get the juries.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You got it?
Your Honor, if there's time, I would like to have it read one last time.
I'm sorry?
If there is time, I would like to have the dependency order read one last time.
You can take a couple minutes and look at it.
I'm trying to come up with a proposed order. And is the... Are we going to go over... Yes, we are, on the verdict form.
No,
I have a concern.
You're not reading the verdict form today, Judge.
No, the verdict form would be discussed tomorrow.
Okay.
I would go over it tomorrow after closing arguments. Because I think that's in the last instruction.
Mine was, I'm still on
page... Yeah, on page 68 of 68 is where we would be going over the verdict form, which will occur tomorrow.
I just had an addition to paragraph 41 in light of the circumstances.
To the verdict form or to the jury instructions?
Oh, to the verdict form. The fraudulent billing.
Well.
Mr. Cross. Needs to include.
Why don't we deal with that after we send the jury home today if I'm not going to be reading the verdict form today?
Absolutely.
Judge, you included a pack in the defense packet. There was one that's not double-sided. Was that for you?
Well, that's actually for you. Mr. Hunter suggested you might not want a double-sided copy. So,
I love you, baby.
Thank you.
So that's for you, Ms. Crowells.
Thank you.
So on the dependency court order instruction, do you want me to hand it out today, tomorrow?
Our preference is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Let me guess, today?
No, tomorrow.
Okay. We have an agreement. I'm rolling with it tomorrow. Madam Court Reporter, you're welcome. I will have probably about 10 minutes of comments tomorrow morning before we bring in the jury. So I'm trying to figure out what time we need to start. If the jury is able to come at 8:30, if we start at 8:15, is that going to be enough? Or do we need more time for any last minute issues.
We're going to have some time out today after the jury leaves, right, Judge?
Yes.
That sounds fine.
I can't hear you, Mr. Hunter.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm about last minute issued out.
Just in terms of timing, the court envisions that the plaintiff would put on their closing argument, the defense would do theirs, plaintiff would do their rebuttal, and hoping to get all that in before a late lunch. Is that optimistically what the court's schedule would be?
I would love to be able to do it. I'm probably going, and I'm just telling the court deputies this for the first time, my thought is that they will, in the morning, get the jurors lunch orders, and so they can have lunch ready to go, that we will just take mid-morning breaks and not take a lunch break, and as soon as we send the jury back, the lunch will be ready for the jury, and they can just dive right in.
Right. The only issue in that, Judge, is you're doing 12 orders.
I'm sorry?
Are you doing 12 orders?
Well, what we do is we take 12 orders, but we don't call in 12 orders. Yep. That we are good stewards of the public's money. We don't order extra lunches when we don't have to.
That's harsh.
Mr. Altenburner, are you ready for me to proceed, or do you still need a few more minutes? Plaintiffs, are you ready for me to start reading?
I just have, if I could approach, I have this instruction to look at. Everything.
Can you pull up whatever he's going to hand me?
Or a version thereof.
I'm waiting for a response from the defense.
Well, to a large degree, I think this has already been handled by what's gone on in the last couple hours. It's not really written like an instruction and talks in terms of exploitation and tells you you should not consider any questions regarding the alleged failure of Dr. Corcoran to review certain documents informing his opinions, or an evaluation of Dr. Corcoran's opinions. That also was handled during the examination to explain when all this was done. This is basically things that the lawyers have already handled, and I don't see that it needs to be a special instruction, nor am I quite sure where it would be placed.
Here's my view. I don't think I'm going to give it at this point in time. I mean, certainly if the defense makes a point about this in the
closing
arguments, then I probably will have to give an instruction on it, but I suspect it's not going to be commented on in closing arguments.
Got a lot to cover in closing.
The testimony that was already adduced will suffice.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I understand the court's ruling.
There you go, Madam Clerk. Let's bring in the jury.
Okay, everyone, please be seated. I'm calling one first juror member, please.
Okay, members of the jury, before I start to read, I want to confirm that while you were away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves, you did not do any investigation, and you received no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
And no one approached you about this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you saw no media accounts about this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, members of the jury, that 68-page package I just gave you are the jury instructions that are going to be applicable to this case. I am going to read those instructions to you at this point in time. It's going to take me a little bit of time. You are free to listen to me or to read along or both. If I'm doing this properly, I'm also going to publish it on your monitors as well. And it looks like Ms. Reyes is helping me out there. Thank you, Ms. Reyes. If I end up reading too quickly, just flag me down. If I mess up how I'm reading it, I'll probably just reread that little section. And every now and again, I'll take some water. Okay. And just to orient you, what we have done is on pages 2 and 3 of the jury instructions, we have listed out the claims and the issues and created a table of contents for you so that you will be able to more quickly find the specific instructions. And additionally, when we send back the evidence to you, we'll also have kind of like a table of contents of the evidence as well that you will have available to you. So without further ado, let's go to page 4 of 68. Members of the jury, you have now heard and received all of the evidence in this case. I am now going to tell you about the rules of law that you must use in reaching your verdict. You will recall at the beginning of the case, I gave you a short explanation of the claims in this case and told you that I would provide a complete written set of instructions.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.